Thank you, Pastor Dean. Thank you, everyone, for this opportunity to be with you this evening. I am Paul Scharf, Church Ministries representative for the Friends of Israel Gospel Ministry. Delighted to be with you tonight here at West Houston Bible Church. And grateful for this opportunity to be back with you here in the Houston area. And just appreciative of the opportunity to give you a short update. I appreciate your church and its ministry. And Pastor Dr. Dean, and I often consult his messages, and I'm thankful for the magnitude of the effect of your ministry here in this church, especially through its online presence and through the Chafer Seminary Conference. I hope to be back with you for that in March. And this is my third visit to speak before you, and just a joy to be back. Perhaps I can be the first to wish you a happy Thanksgiving, and hope that you're spending much time making it a meaningful Thanksgiving holiday season as we approach this day once again. It's my favorite holiday, and I've actually been doing some speaking already on Thanksgiving themes, and I'll say a little bit more about that in a moment. Well, I am Paul Scharf. My wife Lynette is back home in Wisconsin. And we bring you our greetings and the greetings of the Friends of Israel Gospel Ministry. As Pastor mentioned, I guess you could say that I'm representative over this area because I've been given the task, at least when I come here for short-term trips like I'm on, to minister here in Texas. It's been a wonderful opportunity, a wonderful challenge. And as I said, it's my third time in your church. It's my third time in Texas on behalf of the Friends of Israel, but I'm already scheduling again to come back in March and, Lord willing, again next fall. And we don't have a church ministries representative who lives in Texas. I'm from Wisconsin, serving primarily in the Midwest, but it's just really been a delight to get to work with churches here and to build on contacts and connections. And I've been here in the Houston area since Saturday. This is the fourth day in a row that I've had a ministry. And I'll be leaving tomorrow with Dan Dark, who's in the area currently. He's not here tonight. He works in advancement for Friends of Israel. We'll be going up to Dallas. And then I'll have 4 days of ministry in Dallas and then heading home on Monday. So just a refresher, I think everyone here in church with us tonight knows about the Friends of Israel. I'm sure there may be many watching, though, who don't. The Friends of Israel is a worldwide ministry that has existed since 3 weeks after the Holocaust began. We're approaching our 84th anniversary. God's providence and grace upon our ministry. Please pray for the Friends of Israel that we will continue to be faithful to share the biblical truth about Israel, which is sadly on the wane in so many quarters today. And we believe we're filling a void in churches. My primary responsibility is to be out preaching and teaching in churches, sharing that God still has a future for Israel. I know that you believe that. I know that all the pastors who gather here for the Chafer Conference generally, if not all, believe that he will fulfill every promise he's ever made to the people of Israel, every prophecy he's ever given, that as he has been with the people of Israel through their biblical past, as your pastor is teaching you verse by verse, as tonight in the book of Judges. So he is with them in the strategic present, and he will be with them through the prophetic future. We believe we're seeing God at work in history, setting the stage for the future fulfillment of biblical prophecy. And Pastor alluded to that several times tonight, indirectly. What an amazing time in which to live. What an incredible time in which to serve the Lord through the Friends of Israel. God has given us that privilege to share the truth about the Messiah with Jewish people. That's something we want to continue to learn and grow in, to help lead churches, to have a meaningful, thoughtful, process of reaching out to Jewish friends and neighbors. Some perhaps thinking about that really for the first time, sadly. But at least we can get them thinking about it, and we praise the Lord for that. Well, if you want to know more about Friends of Israel, our long history, and our vibrant ministry around the world, you can go to FOI.org. And Pastor mentioned your connections with ministry in Ukraine tonight. We have lots of those same types of connections in the Friends of Israel. And that's been on the front page of our website through much of the year. And you can go and find all kinds of updates and news about things happening in Ukraine and Eastern Europe and how God has used these horrible events of the last year to cause many, many Jewish people. And you know, there were many Jewish people in Ukraine before this war began. And God has used this to bring many of them back to Israel, to bring many of them to return to the land, to make Aliyah. And what an interesting and amazing time in which we live. And what a privilege to be involved in a ministry. I have not been to Ukraine. I have not done any of these things myself, but to be part of the ministry and to watch what God is doing as he is working in the Jewish people, in their hearts and minds and lives today in a very real way. Our flagship resource, our global outreach magazine, Israel My Glory. I do have some items on a table in the room behind us here, and I invite you to take all of those, and I especially invite you to sign up on the list and receive a free year subscription to Israel My Glory magazine. And we would love to have you receive that. We would love to have you join our contact list. I'll say more about that and come back to it in a moment. Here's our radio program, Friends of Israel Today, a weekly half-hour nationwide radio program. I'll say more about that again in a second. But let me return to my visit to Texas. This is a promotion for something that's now passed. But just to give you a little glimpse, this was a men's breakfast at Sugar Land Bible Church. I was privileged to speak again there this past Saturday, a wonderful group of men. And we talked about Thanksgiving and the pilgrims. That's a passion of mine that I've studied for many years. And had a wonderful day there. I spoke out in Bastrop on Sunday. How many here know where Bastrop is? Oh, about everybody. Okay. I had a really fantastic day yesterday with Bruce Munsterman. I think you all know Bruce or his voice from KHCB. The pilgrims, whenever something would happen that they were just amazed at what God was doing, they had a word for that called God's unusual providence. And I consider this an unusual providence that I met Bruce a year ago, my first ministry day of my first trip to Texas for Friends of Israel, and he invited me to come to KHCB and record interviews, and he's invited me to come back every time I come back. By the way, I walked into the station yesterday and heard your pastor's tones over the airwaves, and so that was great to hear a friendly voice. And then to conduct those interviews and to spend time with Bruce. And I tell you what, he's got some ideas to share with you about possibilities for greater ministry and opportunities. What a wonderful thing that was. Well, here's where you can find all of my resources for my ministry within the Friends of Israel. It's on my page on sermonaudio.com. I know that's something you're familiar with here in this church. And you can find all my resources there. You can find the Friends of Israel radio program there if you want to make it real easy, and other Friends of Israel productions that I post there as well. And you can keep up with all that, as well as my messages, my writings, my news updates. You can contact me. In fact, I'm sure you're aware of this because of your church connection and use on Sermon Audio, broadcasting through Sermon Audio. But we now have an app through our Sermon Audio page that's just part of being a broadcaster there. And if you download the Church One app, I'm sure you're going to want to plug in West Houston Bible Church if you attend here. But if you'd like to stay up to date with us, you can plug my name in instead. And actually, then you'll know what I'm going to be doing even before I do, if you'd like to keep up like that, okay? So that's up to you. We invite you to utilize that. And most importantly, stay up with us on sermon audio. And here's the best way to keep up with us that we'd love to have you. Again, sign up on the contact list. Give consent by checking the box and provide your email, and then you'll be on the Friends of Israel's email list and also on our email list, something that we've begun in the last year, coming up almost on 1 year with the help of an expert volunteer, is a personal weekly e-newsletter for our ministry within the Friends of Israel. And we'd love to have you receive that if you're interested, and it will keep you up to date in one short email each week with all the details of our ministry, upcoming trips to Texas, and we would just be overjoyed to stay in contact with you in that way. I write a weekly column, and it normally runs on Fridays on sharperiron.org. You can find them on my sermon audio page. But here are some past ones from the theme of Thanksgiving and the Pilgrims from 2 years ago, a series on the Pilgrims for the 400th anniversary of their landing. Last year for the 400th anniversary of the first Thanksgiving. I invite you to find all those if you'd like to read something to sort of get you ready for Thanksgiving if you're not quite there yet. Wonderful blessings that the Lord has given us in the last year. Again, more of His unusual providence. My column also now runs at raptureready.com. And Jimmy DeYoung Jr. has added me as a broadcast partner for his live streaming online radio on prophecytoday.com, and also to interview me on his radio program. Those are just wonderful blessings from the Lord. Pray for us as I go back home. I'm going to be spending pretty much the rest of the year speaking almost every opportunity there is about Hanukkah in different churches. It's my second year of teaching on Hanukkah. I'm just fascinated with this subject, with its biblical importance, we find, you know, things related to Hanukkah in the Old Testament, in the New Testament. How many know Jesus celebrated Hanukkah and spoke a tremendous, powerful message about His deity in John chapter 10 on Hanukkah, the Feast of Dedication? And that Hanukkah also has a role to play within future biblical prophecy. And so please pray for us, and pray for us through these holidays, through the end of the year and into the new year, as we work on our priorities, our schedule, our plans. And Lord willing, before we know it, we'll see you here again at the Chafer Conference. Above all, do please pray for us. Take my prayer card. I have other cards back on the table with the literature items as well. And we would be so glad and so honored for you to do that. Please pray that God will supply and provide for us, and pray for our ministry, and pray for the Friends of Israel. There's so much more that I could share about our ministry, about the Friends of Israel. And you can find much more on our web pages, as I've referenced. I'd just like to close with a short, pointed thought here. I'm going to call it there's practical theology. That's a division of, you know, seminary studies. This is a practical theological devotional. Okay. To close. We'll be done this evening. But I want to just remind you of something, and I'm preaching to the choir, thankfully, here in your congregation with Pastor Dean, because as you know, obviously, as we've heard again tonight, he goes verse by verse through the scriptures and teaches the Bible. And that's what we want to do in the Friends of Israel, and that's what our ministry is all about, teaching the whole counsel of God. From Genesis to Revelation, from the past through the present to the future. And what God says about Israel, which is all through all of that, And Paul said to Timothy, "Hold fast the pattern of sound words which you have heard from me in faith and love, which are in Christ Jesus." Hold fast the pattern of sound words which you heard from me. I taught you, Timothy, as we traveled those dusty Roman roads together, mile after mile, month after month. Remember, Timothy, what I taught you. And what was Timothy to do with that invaluable truth, those treasures that Paul had imparted to him? Well, the following thoughts come to me from my mentor, Dr. John Whitcomb, now with the Lord, who preached from this pulpit in recent years before his homegoing. And I'd just like to share them as a challenge, as a reminder to us tonight. This was how he stated these things, and it's been helpful to me, that really his ministry life verse was 2 Timothy 2:2. The things that you've heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, commit these same things to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. And Dr. Whitcomb really had a way of explaining to say that this is really a restatement, Paul's restatement specifically for the church age and for his disciple Timothy, of the Great Commission. That when Jesus was talking about all the things that he had commanded, he wasn't just talking about the red letters in our Bibles, but he was talking about all of the scriptures. All the things, similarly, that Paul had taught Timothy. Everything. The whole counsel of God. Jesus said that we are to teach others to observe these things. And Paul told Timothy that he was to commit these things, notice, to faithful men, just as Jesus taught us, to make disciples of all the nations. We are to teach these things to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. As we take Dr. Whitcomb's life ministry verse, 2 Timothy 2:2, we chart it out, we could make it look like this. The things that you have heard from me, from Paul, notice, among many witnesses, Paul wasn't starting a cult, was he? He wasn't Timothy's only teacher. These things weren't done secretively, but they were done in the presence of others. It was open public teaching. And Paul says to Timothy, these things, Timothy, I want you to commit them to not just everyone. Don't just take some little truth and scatter it and teach it to everyone, but find faithful men and teach them everything you've learned from me, that they might be able to teach others also. And in that way, the faith will be not only preserved, but propagated, and it will be the whole counsel of God that will go out into all the world just as Jesus had commanded. How did Paul do this? Well, this could be a whole extended study, but I'm just going to summarize very quickly and encourage you to go and search the scriptures and see if these things are so, and consider what I say, as Paul told Timothy, may the Lord give you understanding in all things. But as Paul was in Ephesus teaching in Acts chapter 19, when he encountered opposition, he departed, he withdrew from that opposition, went into possibly a rented hall named the School of Tyrannus. And that's not some kind of a dinosaur, by the way. But it does relate to the idea of tyrant. Some have suggested this was a nickname for the man who was the master of that school, that his students called him the tyrant. And perhaps Paul rented that hall during the hottest hours of the day when the normal occupants didn't want to use it. And he attracted disciples to this Ephesus seminary program. And notice verse 10 of Acts 19. This continued for 2 years. 2 years of this intensive biblical teaching and training. And what was the result? The result of this seminary effort, if you will, that Paul instituted in Ephesus was that all who dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks. He taught these faithful men so intensively and extensively in the whole counsel of God that they went out and reached all of Asia with the gospel and with biblical ministry. And Paul could say in the next chapter, as he's departing from Ephesus and he's weeping with the Ephesian elders, he could say to them, I testify to you, Acts 20:26, this day that I am innocent of the blood of all men. And he said, I have not shunned to declare to you the whole counsel of God, verse 27. How did he do that? By teaching everyone all day long from sunrise to sunset? No, but by teaching these faithful men who could multiply his ministry and take the whole counsel of God to all of Asia, and thereby including a ministry to all of Ephesus. Well, I know this is the heartbeat of your church congregation. I'm not breaking any new ground for those who are part of West Houston Bible Church, but just reminding us of the importance of teaching the whole counsel of God, and also to share with you that this is also our heartbeat, our passion for our ministry and for the Friends of Israel. And pray for us that we will stay faithful in communicating everything that God has revealed in the Holy Scriptures that He's given to us, which teach us about His perfect plan for Israel and for the church, not only in the past and in the present, but in the future. God bless you, and thank you for, again, this opportunity tonight to share with you, just to be back and participate with you in this small way. And again, may I truly and sincerely wish you a happy, wonderful Thanksgiving. And since I probably won't be seeing you, we can even go beyond that and say Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And I hope to see you in the spring. And God bless you. Thank you so much, Pastor Dean. Conclude in prayer? All right, let's close in prayer together. And Father, we do thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for fellowship together. Thank you for the dear people here at West Houston Bible Church. Thank you for the many who watch and benefit from the teaching that is offered here at this very pulpit. And I thank you, Lord, for all who are encouraged by it, and pray that you will use it even further and extend the ministry of this church and multiply its effectiveness at this very important time. I pray, Lord, you'll bless the ministry of the Friends of Israel. Thank you for this church's interest and participation in that ministry. And pray that you'll bless our part within the Friends of Israel and my ministry trip as you have here in Houston, so that you will bless it in Dallas. Lord, I just thank you and praise you and ask that you will use all these things to bring glory to yourself, for we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.